Brian Gondy Staycation. Crown Plaza Terrigal, where locals play and stay.
7:06 for a Thursday morning.
Crown Plaza Terrigal, that's where it's at. We're here till tomorrow.
Till Friday, yeah. In Bree's room at the moment, so it's nice. Have you racked up any room service stuff? I've ordered a movie.
Have you?
In my room, yeah. Had a couple of things out of the minibar.
That's the luxury of a hotel room, isn't it? Yeah. Yesterday I had a shower. I used 3 towels.
Yeah, you did.
Because I ain't cleaning it up.
It's very Justin Bieber of you.
I feel very Justin Bieber, actually.
After he wears a pair of jocks, he just throws them out, never to be used again.
Yeah, I threw mine out for a different reason.
Actually, just on that.
I didn't mean to say that. I thought it and didn't say it.
I hate to bring the calibre of our show down a little bit, but I've got a question. I've got a personal... I got a personal question.
Yeah.
This is your room.
Yes.
What are the rules with me?
You better not have.
I haven't yet.
You can go up to your own room.
No, well, we're here doing the show.
Private
too far to go.
Suite. If you do, trust me, there will be ramifications.
It's right
that.
There.
No,
come on.
That's very.
Guys, we are good friends.
That's very ungentlemanlike.
Did
any of us do it in here yesterday? No.
I'll put the seat
Jordan,
down.
Jordan, the tech, he goes, no, I held it in and felt very sick. That's what Jordan said to me yesterday. So be a gentleman like Jordan and hold it in.
Maybe. I might. What?
Well, trust me.
What?
I held it in yesterday, and this is my
producer
room.
Rach, come on.
No.
Rachel's been holding it in for 3 days.
Exactly. No.
All right.
No. Bad boy.
I love how I have the power. I could just go in there and what are you? I'm going to lock the door. Anyway, let's move
Do
on.
Do it. See what happens.
Get up with Brian Gondy.
CFM.
Just the other day on the show. We played some audio from a lady by the name of Kerri-Ann Thornton.
She's a psychic medium to the extraterrestrials.
Yes.
That's what she says that she does.
This is what she has to say.
My job and my business is to deliver messages for the ETs. So they use their DNA and the DNA of apes. We did not evolve from the apes. We were created using the apes. 95% of all alien races have got bases in Antarctica, deep underground. Because the Draconians are the Illuminati and have links with the Queen, the Draconians influenced William to get with Kate.
Sounds like the next book in the Harry Potter series.
Doesn't it? There's a lot to work with there, but Kerri-Ann Thornton joins us on the show right now.
Psychic medium to the ETs. Morning, Kerri-Ann.
Morning, Kez.
Good morning. How are you guys?
Very well. Thanks for coming on the show.
You're getting a lot of people calling you a crazy person.
Oh, more people calling me crazy and a whack job than actually believing. So, you know, it's everyone to their own opinion.
And what do you say to those people?
Well, the truth is out there, like the X-Files says.
Okay.
It's just whether or not you are open-minded enough to basically see what else is beyond what's right in front of you.
Do you think eventually, Kerri-Ann, all those people are going to have to eat their words? Because you're saying that these ETs are going to show themselves soon.
Yes, and they already have started. There is so many reportings of sightings of UFOs and ETs and abductions and everything, and they're becoming more increasing as the years go on. And certainly the last few months has been absolutely crazy. And the UFOs, the ETs, they're not afraid to show their UFOs to people because this is all part of the plan by slowly introducing the people to the thought and idea and the visions that they're there. When they arrive, it's not going to be such a big shock.
Okay.
When did this all start for you, Kerri-Ann? When did you first learn that you could, you know, communicate with these extraterrestrials with telepathic communication?
Yep, it started about 8 years ago. When I realised I could communicate with spirit, and a lot of the communication with aliens are through spirit, through mediums and everything. And as I learned, as the years went on, they slowly started to reveal who they were and what their intentions were. And just the last year, it has become every part of my life. It's just.
Do they look like ET? Is that what they look like?
Yes. Well, I work with mainly the tall greys. And they're your typical greys as, you know, sci-fi shows and
oh my God.
And the,
okay.
you know.
I can just picture in my mind what you're describing.
Kez, how does this work? So are you just sitting on the couch at home and then they just start communicating with you? I mean, can you talk us through...
They say, can you change it off MKR, Carrie-Anne? We're sick of this show.
Yeah, like, the Big Bang Theory, do they like that?
Yeah, look, they love reality TV shows, especially like The Real Housewives. They love that.
Really?
Oh, my God.
Yeah, they love Facebook. Their favourite movies are actually about themselves, about the alien shows. They love The X-Files, you know, all reality sort of stuff like that. They absolutely thrive on, and they adore Facebook. I'll be putting through Facebook in there.
Is anyone famous, Carrie-Anne, an alien?
Like Donald Trump style?
Donald Trump is not. He is not an alien.
What about Malcolm Turnbull?
Malcolm Turnbull, I don't know about him.
Hesitation.
No, no, they're saying that he is not.
Who do you know?
You're talking to them right now.
Who do you know that communicates?
I talk to them all the time.
Do we know any celebrities that communicate with these aliens in a way that, you know, shapes the world? Do you know what I mean?
Are they using the celebrity to communicate with us?
Yes. Okay, this morning was revealed that Oprah is a reptilian hybrid. She does have regular contact with them. They're kind of like Godzilla, just a lot smaller. Miley Cyrus is also a reptilian hybrid, yes.
My mind is just blown right now. I don't know what to think.
Yeah, it's a really weird one, to be honest with you. I don't even know where to take it from there. I mean,
What do your family and stuff think of this? Do they fully believe you? Are they fully like, yes, we truly believe you, contact the aliens?
They're mixed. Some believe, some don't, but nearly all have actually seen an alien. But they believe, yes, 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 and then as time goes on, no, I never saw that. They don't believe, actually.
Where do they live?
Antarctica, don't they? They live in Antarctica, in bunkers?
Yeah, a lot of them have got bases in Antarctica. The greys that I work with, they live on Mirabeau. One of their planets.
You can confirm that you didn't do any drugs in the 70s or 80s, right?
Absolutely not. I've never done drugs, never done alcohol. I'm not interested.
Not interested in that stuff. All right.
No.
Well, I'm sure there's a lot of questions people would like to ask.
You're fascinating, Carrie-Anne, can I say? Fascinating to talk to.
Hey, there'd be people listening to this right now with a million questions. 13, 12, 16, if you want to ask Carrie a question, and I don't know, maybe you want to know something from the aliens or something, because there's one there right now that you can talk to. Is that right, Carrie?
That's correct.
All right. Well, I've never thrown this out there in my radio career, but if you would like to ask the aliens something through Carrie-Anne Thornton, 13, 12, 16 right now.
This is your opportunity to talk to ET right now.
If you've ever had a burning question or you want to just ask Carrie a question about her beliefs and what she knows, get in touch with us, 13, 12, 16. Can you stick around, Carrie?
Yeah, absolutely. No problem.
Get up with Bree and Gaundy.
CFM.
We have Carrie-Anne Thornton on the show with us this morning. Carrie-Anne says that she talks to extraterrestrials.
She communicates to them telepathically.
Just to put a timeline on it, when are they going to reveal themselves, roughly?
Okay. Well, they have said that around September, October, which is when their planet is going to be nearest Earth. That's when they're going to be revealing themselves. Yeah.
I'm going to put it out there myself just quickly as well. I mean, I believe the universe is that big. To think we are the only people living in this universe is... There's got to be other stuff out there. There has to be, right?
I think so. There's got to be other life forms for sure.
Okay. Well, Carrie-Anne, we've got a bunch of people on the line who'd love to chat to you this morning. Lily.
Morning, Lily. What's your question for Carrie-Anne?
I've always thought I've been a bit different, and I was just wondering if I'm an alien...
No, you are not alien. You have extra abilities, extra senses through...
She's speaking to them right now.
Yeah.
Okay, you have extra abilities and your senses are heightened through genetic manipulation from your ancestors from 10 generations back.
I sort of had a feeling about that, but a bit disappointing I'm not, but it's good to know I've got something.
Thanks for your call, Lily.
Let's go to Jaden.
In Tuggera. Morning, Jaden.
Good morning, guys. How are you doing?
Very well. What's your question for Carrie-Anne?
Morning, Carrie-Anne. I was just wondering when the aliens first came here. Like, how long ago, do you reckon?
Yeah, sure. Well, the Anunnaki, which is the guardians of Earth, the three alien races, they actually created the Earth. They created the dinosaurs, so they have been around millions of years. They're not, you know, they haven't just arrived here. They were here long before us because they actually created the Earth.
All right, and they've just stuck around in Antarctica, just waiting
They go all over the universe and the different galaxies and all over Earth. They're everywhere. They've got bases. Two members of the Anunnaki have got bases in the Blue Mountains here in New South Wales. Oh, wow. So, you know, they are everywhere.
Carrie-Anne, can I just ask really quick, you said you communicate with the tall greys. What other types are there?
Okay, well, the three that make up the Guardians of Earth, the Anunnaki, are the Pleiadians, the tall greys, and the reptilians.
Okay.
There is hundreds of other races, but the other main ones that are not friendly to Earth and humans are the Draconians.
Draconians. And that's
what I was going to ask as well. Like, should we be scared or are they friendly?
They are not friendly. Not at all.
So how can you communicate to them if they're not friendly?
I don't communicate to them. I've had no communication with the Draconians at all, ever, and I hopefully never will.
Okay.
They are very secretive, and they influence the minds, like the billionaires and the people that run the governments, not the actual presidents and that, but they are behind pushing the people that run the governments,
The Illuminati style. One more call this morning. Let's go to Frankie. Morning, Frankie.
Morning, Frankie. What's your question?
Hello, how are
we? Very well.
Welcome to the show.
So, I was just wondering, Carrie-Anne, why do they only talk to you and why don't they communicate with anyone else?
Good question. That is because they don't only communicate with me. They communicate with thousands and thousands of people all over the world through dreams, through mediumship. I'm the only one that's actually come forward publicly and said it. But I'm by far the only one. Most people, they did tell me this morning, 25% of the world's population have had communication of some kind with an alien. That's pretty hard to digest, and I didn't believe it myself. And they said, no, it's true. Through dreams, through thoughts, through mediumship, just help making decisions. You know,
some people on Facebook communicating with me could be an alien.
How do you take that, Frankie?
Oh, so they're not just Facebook messaging people and all that
friending
sort of stuff?
No. Friending people on Facebook.
Okay.
No. Carrie-Anne, can I ask why? Are they cool with you talking about it, or do you fear for your own life that you're spreading the message that they
exist,
do or don't want?
No, they're actually the ones that told me to come out and speak so that when they do arrive, people are getting used to the idea of, you know, aliens out there and that they're not harmed. Okay. So people are not going to be quite so afraid. So that's
Makes me feel good that you say they're friendly, because I've always been worried about that. So
we need to lock in some sort of weekly segment with you, Carrie-Anne Thornton. I mean, I could talk about this all day. We've got so many questions and so little time. I mean, can we do a follow-up chat with you at some point soon?
Yeah, absolutely. This is my job. I'm here to spread their messages and to help people understand what's going on. That's what I'm here to do. So I'm
just
more than
happy. That'd be great. Just to take us out this morning. Bree and Gaundy, the aliens' favourite breakfast radio show.
Yes.
Yeah, we'll
take it. I think Carrie-Anne had to say that.
Carrie-Anne, they love a bit of Bree and Gaundy out in space, don't they? Oh, they'll be tuning in. All right, Carrie-Anne Thornton, we appreciate you coming on our show this morning.
Fascinating chatting to you, Carrie-Anne. Thank you.
Whether people believe
it. Thank you for having me.
Or they don't is another thing. But is there a website or something, anything you want to plug?
No, not at all. No, okay. I just want to let people know that what they've read in the report on the actual interview is not all entirely accurate. About 2% was documented from a three-hour show. Just not, you know, the media has a tendency to manipulate things and add and take out words. So not everything you read is true.
Okay. And she's referring to the articles that have been going viral this week. Yeah.
Well, it's good to have you on our show so we can hear the whole story. Thanks for joining us.
Excellent. Thank you very much.
Get up with Free and Gaundy.
CFM.
Did you see dictionary.com have added a bunch of new words for the past year to their dictionary?
I love when this stuff happens.
Me too. I love seeing what's made the cut.
Is dab in there? Or dab get added a while ago?
I think so. I think it already got added the year before. But it's interesting how they actually deem what's worthy and what's not to make the list. The process starts with finding patterns online with news, blogs and social media, and then they pick out words that are coming up a lot that haven't been in the dictionary, and okay. That's how they deem, yeah, whether they add it to the dictionary or not.
How long's the list? How many more words do they add? And second question,
yes.
Who reads a dictionary anymore?
That's a good point. What about using dictionary on your laptop? I do that sometimes.
Spell check does everything for me. I can't even think of the last time I used a dictionary. But, you know, keep making them and keep adding words that no one reads.
Over 300 new words have been added.
Hit me with some.
Interesting. So some of the new words are cat cafe. So words and also terms.
Okay.
So cat cafe got added.
Sure.
Cheat day.
Oh, yeah.
Got added in there.
Term, yeah. Cheat day.
Dad bod.
Oh, I'm happy with that.
Friendiversary.
Friendiversary. Facebook came up with that, didn't they?
This one I thought would have already been in there. Hangry.
Oh, yeah.
K-pop. Lightsaber.
Lightsaber from Star Wars.
I think so. I'm not sure. Man bun, which gets used a lot these days. Slay.
Oh, Slay. What do they say? What's the term? Slay Gaga, is it?
Slay Gaga.
Slay Gaga.
Yeah. But what I thought I'd do this morning is I've written a paragraph of the future with all the new words or a bunch of the new words in it, just to see what we're going to sound like in the next coming years.
Oh, this is, I'm guessing it's going to be very hipster vibe. It's going to sound like a hipster talking.
So this paragraph has used, I think, nearly 40 of the new words. Are you ready?
Yeah.
All right.
I feel like we need some sort of poetic music or something to go underneath this. This is going to be one for the ages.
Yesterday, I went on the hunt for a cold brew and a bite to eat. I was feeling quite hangry and I needed to meet my friend as it was our one-year friendiversary. I ended up going into the cute cat cafe, which had a wide range of superfoods, which is also a new word in there, and the barista behind the counter had a stellar man bun. It was also lit. After sending a few sexts and slaying at the cat cafe, I headed down to the beach where I saw a guy who had obviously had multiple cheat days, which had resulted in a killer dad bod. Mic drop, lightsaber, K-pop slay. I just got a few more in there. I didn't know how to get those in there, all right?
Got to the end, lift them off, drop the mic and walk out.
Done.
It's Free and Gaundy here at sea.
Get up with Free and Gaundy.
CFM.
Sickies. I know you're good at getting the day off.
Yes.
And we've done that.
We do sickie hotline on Mondays.
Where we call a workplace that we don't work at and try and get the day off there for someone that, you know,
doesn't even work there.
Yeah, and you're good at it.
Yeah.
You've got
I've got a few days off.
Five out of six or something. Your track record is on fire. If someone isn't as good as you, though, who do they turn to? They turn
your mum. Get your mum to do it.
Okay.
I've had my mum call in sick for me before.
Does that work at a workplace, though, or is it just is that more of a school thing?
Yeah.
Has mum and I ever tried to get you out of work?
She did one time.
What did she say?
I was really, I was so sick. I said, Mum, I need to call in sick for work. She goes, you lay down, I'll do it for you, darling. And that was
that. You can't argue with a mum, can you?
No. And she goes, I'm calling your workplace, and she did it for me. So,
wow.
Yeah.
Okay, well, that's cool.
And it actually worked because my boss thought, oh, well, she must be really sick then.
Yeah, because she can't.
She can't
get
even
to the
call
phone.
In.
That's a great idea.
Yeah.
Well, you might not even need this then because there's a controversial online doctor which is handing out medical certificates for $20 a pop.
What, for free? Oh, for $20 and they'll just give it to you?
Yeah, so if you've had a couple of days sick and you can't get an actual doctor to do one, you get online, you pay $20 and he'll issue you with a sick note. No worries.
My doctor does that anyway.
When
I was there, actually, I don't have him as a doctor anymore. He got investigated for other things, but that's a true story. When I was at uni, and sometimes there would be a few instances where my assignments would clash, and I'd be like, can you write me a medical certificate?
What a legend of a doctor.
He actually delivered me as a baby. Like, that's how long I'd had him as a doctor.
Oh, I don't know if I'd want that guy delivering me as a baby. I'm pretty happy to cop a sick note and stuff off him, but I don't know if I trust that guy.
Fully qualified doctor.
With everything bad that you've told me about him along the way.
I hear that happens a lot, actually. A lot of my friends have that relationship.
Really? To that point where you just ask for it?
Obviously not all the time, but they would say, oh, I'm so stressed out. I'm having a mental breakdown. I need a medical certificate.
I need a day. Yeah. Well, this is called Dr. Sick Note. It launched in 2015.
Great idea.
They've now got 4,000 registered users.
Okay.
So 4,000 by 20. I mean, that is a lot of money that they're making each and every year.
Yeah, but I don't do it enough where I need to sign up to a website to keep getting them.
I think it's a one-off sign-up.
It's a one-off thing.
And then you pay $20 per note.
Are the doctors actually qualified?
Don't think so.
So it's all a big scam to make money.
Well, I wouldn't say it's ethical, put it that way.
Definitely not.
You're getting a sicky note for $20. But do you know how much, I've looked into the numbers, do you know how much it costs the Australian economy on sickies every year?
A lot, I can imagine.
$33 billion.
It's like when they say, you know, when everyone has the day off, like Good Friday that's coming up.
Yeah.
That's going to cost the economy millions.
Because if you get that day in between a public holiday and someone takes the day off, it costs them,
Just having a day off during the week,
Who does it cost? The government? Is it the government?
I guess so.
Oh, screw that.
But then, like, work businesses, like, if you own your own business, obviously that costs money,
But with the amount of tax and stuff that we paid, I mean, if the government's got a copper fee for us to have a day off.
Malcolm Turnbull can afford it.
Yeah, rack it up, guys.
That guy can afford it out of his own pocket.
Rack it up and cop that, Malcolm Turnbull.
Yeah.
Get up with Bree and Gaunzi.
CFM.
Did you see, this interested me because I actually found this out a couple of years ago. Someone informed me, I think it was my mum actually, and we were at the supermarket one time and we were looking for pain relief in the medicine aisle. And you know Nurofen, how it came out with that range with all the different types, and there was like Nurofen back pain, Nurofen period pain, Nurofen migraine pain.
Yep.
And it had all the different boxes. And I remember I went to grab, I think it was back pain, and my mum goes, just grab the Nurofen Zyvance. That's the one that's meant to work faster. And I was like, oh, but this one's tailored for back pain and that's what I need it for. And she said, they're all the exact same drug.
How can they tailor it for a certain pain?
There's no difference, which obviously being an idiot, I thought, you know, I trusted the brand and thought, oh, obviously this is tailored for that specific pain.
I'm a sucker for good advertising too. I almost reward good advertising. So, yeah, if they say it's good for back pain.
Well, it's not good advertising. It's illegal.
What? Oh, is it?
Yeah. They're misleading the consumer. And a couple of years ago, back in December 2015, they actually got investigated for it and they got taken to court over it for misleading consumers and telling them something that's not true.
Right.
To sell the product, and now they've actually been fined in court. So it's been through the courts and they've deemed that Nurofen must pay $6 million in penalties.
To who?
I'm not sure. The ACC, which is the company, obviously, that investigates that.
Well, what about
stuff?
All of us that have been buying it for years and stuff?
Well,
what
I've been buying all those tailored products, so yeah. I don't know exactly how it works, but yeah, so they got taken to the High Court and got fined $6 million.
Wow.
It's amazing to think who was it at Nurofen, if that's the company, I'm sure it's a bigger company than that, but who was it there that goes, oh, guys, I've got the best idea, and they didn't look into whether it was illegal or not?
Well, they just went, how can we make a lot of cash in once, yeah.
Yeah, exactly right.
Don't even need to look into it anymore when the cash starts rolling in. See, they probably made enough money out of it. And I hear this about the...
to pay that fine anyway.
Exactly. Mm. You know, the Daily Mail, when they write stories about people and they get sued, they make more money on clicks and people buying, when it was a magazine or a newspaper, they make more money off that than they get fined. So that's why they just keep doing it, because they can cop the fines.
It's like when Uber first started. Yeah. Well, it was still up until recently in Brisbane, if you're an Uber driver and you get pulled over, they get fined $3,000. And Uber would just pay it because obviously they were killing it.
They're rolling in cash.
They didn't mind.
What's some stuff we can get away with and make lots of money and just pay these little petty fines?
I mean, I just do stuff on the side anyway.
Yeah, but you're not making enough money to cover it yet, so
I'm actually in debt from it, so it's not working.
You've really got to work that math out.
Get up with Bree and Gaunzi.
CFM.
What about this microchipping thing?
I don't like it.
No, I know. You wouldn't consider putting in a microchip if it made your life easier?
Depends what it is, I think.
Okay, well, there's this Swedish company called Epicenter, And they've embedded a chip into about 150 employees. They're all volunteered to do it. It didn't cost a thing for the employees. But what it does do is it does track what they get up to throughout the day. It does track how long you take a toilet break for. It tracks all that stuff.
So why the hell would you want this in you?
They're saying it makes work life easier for them.
What, for the boss, maybe?
No, not
for the employee.
Can you imagine if Yammo tracked us?
I'd be fired in 2 days.
Outside of this show, I mean, we're hiding until the next show.
Does it track when you go to sleep? Because that's all mine would track.
It's like, wow, Bree hasn't moved in 12 hours.
Yammo's like, why does it say you're sleeping during the show? Power naps, Yammo.
All those meetings we say we have after the show, we're here by the pool at Crown Plaza, so that's
great. We're wearing
great.
Sunglasses.
Exactly. But no, what it does do is it helps them pay for things like airline fares. You can pretty much ditch the wallet. It helps them get into the gym at work. They can access the gym. So it's like a, you know how you get given a work card, a buzzer?
Yes.
It replaces that as well. So you just buzz it with your hand. You just pay for lunch, boop. There it goes.
And the only con is that they track your every move.
Yeah, I mean, it's a small price to pay, isn't it?
I feel like the benefits aren't exceeding the pros in this instance.
Eventually, and I know we've talked about this before on this show, but it's going to get to a point where you would just ditch the phone, ditch the wallet. It's all going to be done inside your hand.
Have I ever told you about one of my mates who was like a prodigy back in the day in terms of technology? Like, he's a technology whiz and he works for this big tech company. And he told me, this was probably like a year ago, he's working on or has been working on this, it's kind of like this, I don't know how he explained it, but essentially you insert it into your wrist, and it's like a screen that sits just underneath the skin, and when you turn your wrist like to look at your watch, it's actually a smartphone underneath your skin.
How does he test that though?
And you can like touch stuff and like on top of your skin, and yeah, it's like when he was telling me about it, that it hasn't got that far in the testing stage yet, but that's what they're kind of looking into at
the
moment.
Who would be willing to test that though? Hey, do you mind if we just cut your arm open?
I know.
Put this screen in that's never been tested.
It's like the tiniest, thinnest screen ever. I think a lot of the time those guys, the ones that are inventing this stuff, end up testing it.
Themselves.
Yeah. But he has all kinds of amazing stories of like new tech stuff that, and you know what he says? He reckons that like places like Apple and other places have invented technology far beyond what we've got
100%,
now.
Yeah.
But they just hold it and they release it little bit by little bit.
Yeah, I wouldn't worry about being tracked though with a microchip. I mean, our phone does that now as it is. Yep. I mean, we're already screwed.
Yeah, exactly. So anywhere you go, I mean, look at those cases like, oh, that horrible story about Karen Ratevsky, that mum that went missing last year.
Mm.
And the husband was a major suspect because he had his phone with him.
Yeah.
And it pinged near the last towers that her phone pinged at.
Yeah, you can be fully traced these days.
And then he, remember the story, he turned his phone off thinking, oh, you know.
Yeah.
Well, I'm not saying allegedly he's involved, but then they were like, oh, well, we can see that you turned your phone off.
Yeah.
And we can see where you turned your phone on. I mean, it's amazing how much that phone retains.
But that's where this thing might be beneficial too, because you can't turn off that little microchip inside your hand.
Again, so, I don't want the microchip.
No, I'm just trying to sell it to you. It might be convenient. I don't know. 13, 12, 16, I'd love to throw it out there if anyone would be willing to put it to the test. I'm sure bosses would love to insert it into a few of their employees. If you're thinking about that this morning, the lazy employees at work.
Yeah.
But, I'd be fascinated to hear if you'd give it a go.
My tracking history would be so sad. It'd be like home, McDonald's, home. McDonald's. That's it.
I've always thought that about if I did a reality TV show, what would you see? It'd just be me on the couch.
Yeah.
I mean, there's not much to see here.
That's pretty much what all those shows are now.
Yeah.
Get up with Bree and Gaunzi.
CFM.
Once upon a time, at a radio station far, far away, there was a radio game that changed the radio landscape forever. This was not that game. It's Bree and Gaunzi's movie bio guessing game.
All right, Bree is up and about this morning.
I'm off the bed for the first time this morning.
We are live from Crown Plaza, Terrigal this week, and the prize this morning is a one-night resort view stay valued at $249. It gets you $130 Sea Salt credit, breakfast for two, and parking.
That's a big prize up for grabs this morning, but I'm not going easy on no one.
Anyone can book that, by the way. Locals package. If you're a local, you can book that for a night for yourself. But this morning, you're going to take on one person representing the people, and that person is Liza from Shelley Beach. Morning, Liza.
Morning, competitor.
Good morning. I think you've got a pretty good chance. You know? I'm not that great at this game.
Oh no, Liza. I really want you to win this morning, but just between you and I, it's not in my DNA to just give it to you. So it's going to be tough this morning for you.
I'll give you a tip, Liza. Just focus on the words, and your little words along the way will give away what the movie is, okay? So,
All right, no more hits.
Listen intently. If Liza can't win this morning, Chantelle from Canwell, who's sitting on the phone, will collect the prize for doing absolutely nothing. All right, Liza, you're playing. Chantelle will win the prize if Bree wins. Here we go. Buzz in with your name when you know it, Liza. Here we go. There's a man living a normal life in a normal town. He grew up to be a desk clerk for an insurance company, living an ordinary life, having an ordinary wife, an ordinary neighbour, and an ordinary buddy who pops in from time to time with a six-pack. But this man's not happy with his life.
Bree, is it the Truman Show?
He wants to see the world. He wants to get away.
It is the Truman Show.
First point to Bree. The Truman Show is correct. Okay.
All right, that's one to me, Liza.
Well done.
First round down.
You can bounce back, Liza. Come on, here we go. Movie number two.
All right, here we go. Second round.
Charles is a self-centred Los Angeles-based automotive dealer slash hustler slash bookie who is at war with his own life. Charlie, as a younger teenager, used his father's 1949 Buick convertible without permission, and as a result, he went to jail for 2 days on an account that his father reported it stolen. It is then that Charlie learns that he is a strange father, died and left him from his last will and testament a huge bed of roses and the car, while the remainder will of $3 million goes into a trust fund.
Bree.
To be distributed. Yeah.
This is a guess because I don't know this movie. Is it Mr. Deeds?
Mr. Deeds is incorrect, which means, Liza, you have a crack.
Bed of roses.
Liza, do you know that movie? Bed of Roses is incorrect. We continue on. The remainder of the will of $3 million goes into a trust fund to be distributed to someone. Charlie seemed pretty angry by this and decides to look into the matter. It seems as though someone is Raymond, Charlie's unknown brother, an autistic person who lives in a world of his own.
What's Eating Gilbert Grape?
Incorrect.
I've never seen this movie. Liza,
do you know the movie?
Rain Man?
Rain Man is correct, Liza. Well done.
I've never seen the film.
One apiece. Liza, if you get this. All right, Liza.
That's cheating.
If you get
cheating,
this,
Liza.
You get the night stay. Best of three.
Not contributing at all.
I apologise for my reading on that one. There were some big words in there.
Yeah, you made it tough.
Okay, here we go. Last one.
All right.
When his son is taken from him from a diver, they set off on a journey to rescue him with some friends.
Nemo.
Other friends have short-term memory loss. They set off through the ocean while joining a club with sharks, dodging jellyfish. Liza's in.
Nemo.
Yes.
Hello, can you hear me?
I need more than Nemo. I need more than Nemo, Liz.
What's the Nemo movie, girls?
Girls,
what's the
Nemo movie? Three on Nemo. I need more than Nemo. Three, two, one. I've got to buzz you out there. It's
Bree.
Not called Nemo.
It's Finding Nemo.
Finding Nemo is correct, Bree.
No, give it to Liza. Whoa. She had it. Come on,
Nemo.
Now.
You can't just say Nemo.
Liza, I will take the loss and say you won that then. I will take it. God. I'll take the
My
loss.
Girls,
you've got
the
stay at
Nemo.
Oh, man.
And as I said before, it's cheating. Cheating.
You won this morning, Liz. Well done.
Nice work, Liza.
Chantel, we might see it at our breakfast tomorrow, maybe. Good on you, Liz. We just gave away Crown Plaza Terrigal, where locals play and stay, a one night stay.
More of those to come tomorrow as well if you missed out this morning.
Here at C.
Get up with Bree and Gaunzi.
CFM.
Something I need to play to set this story up. I've grabbed a piece of audio which happened on our show a couple of days ago, actually, and I've grabbed the audio from that time, and if you can play that back in the studio, Nick Kelly, that'd be great.
We made this opener for a new game we play each week, and I didn't think it was that bad. It wasn't as bad as you said to me it was going to be.
It's pretty bad.
No, it's not.
It's pretty horrific.
It's not that bad. Because you guys were so adamant it was that bad. And I said, it wasn't that bad. And I said to Matt, have you got the whole session? Did they do that in one take? I said, that's pretty good in one take. He goes, no, 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 no. Matt did say this was me opening a can. He's like, you got to get ready for some payback. But anyway.
Dude, I'm like the queen.
Oh. Here's some audio.
Time is waiting. You only get 1 second of time.
No hesitating. Today's payback.
That went on for another minute. Why'd you cut it so short?
Because, you know, we're running this break this morning, producer H and I.
What do you got?
And something we said after that was this.
I thought you were going to bring me down, Liam Neeson Taken style.
Oh, there's at least five things I've already thought of.
Really?
Oh, I'd be worried if I was you.
I should be worried, but then again...
DJ, waiting. You only get 1 second of
some. Don't worry, Rachel. D-Day's coming.
D-Day's coming.
Today's D-Day.
Okay,
this
I love
morning
D-Day.
Right now is D-Day, and it's a perfect day to do it because we're here at Crown Plaza in Terrigal, so you don't have control of the buttons.
That's true. Normally I would.
So we thought
scrap
we need
thing.
To do it this morning, and Rachel and I, producer Rachel and I, we went back through the archives.
Cool.
And we've grabbed some cold audio. I love rapping. I love rap. I love the rap game. I love 50 Cent, but I love more Gaundy 50 Cent.
Go, go, go. Go, 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 gay. It is cup day. You're gonna party like it is cup day. You're gonna sip the like it is cup day. And you know we don't give a, cause it is cup day. With a
That's
bottle full
good.
Of, if you're into feeling, she's into training horses and into, gay is charged up because it is cup day. I was just trying to do the beat. It is cup day. Cause it's cup day. Gay is charged up because it's cup day. She be sipping if you're into feeling. She be sipping if you're into feeling. She be sipping.
That was
if
good.
You're into feeling.
Like I really enjoyed
like that. Go, go, go.
Goes on. We get
go,
it, Nick.
Go.
Don't but we need like to move on to the next piece of audio. Don't act like we don't know where you've been either. We need to get on to the next piece of audio. Is this your favourite, Rach?
Yeah.
I feel like this is my favourite. Yeah. Like, you know when you're having a down day and maybe you're sitting in the car, you're feeling bad about your singing like Rach and I did the other day when you played that 2 minutes of us singing?
Yeah.
Oh, it's your turn this morning.
What do you got?
Some Gaundy singing.
It's time for the weekly rap in a rap that's done by Jack. He's an accountant that is boring. This might make him cooler.
One more time, Gaundy.
It's time for the weekly rap in a rap that's done by Jack. He's an accountant that is boring. This might make him cooler. Come on.
Come on. D-Day feels good.
Where's your bit in that? How's that just me?
Oh, we had our ways.
Where's your bit?
We took it out and we burnt that.
Did ya?
So you can never find it ever again.
Well, it just so happens, Nick Kelly, I knew this break was coming. Can you play the bit I got about Bree?
Nah.
I just wanted to see your face.
D-Day, worth it.
Get up with Bree and Gaundy.
CFM.